Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First Nation's just joining us. Ralph Anderson with us for the last half hour. He's about to leave us in 5 minutes. He was just getting into ways to save money, hundreds of billions a year without the war. He was going down the list. Talk about the economy. What if we gave these trillions to the American people, their own money, back to stimulate the economy? That would fix it overnight. But all the money, all the funds are going out of the country. Please continue with your ideas to stop the depression.
Yeah, Alex, I was saying that America needs to be repaired. You know, everybody who lives in towns and cities around the country sees crumbling schools and bridges and public transit systems need to be modernized, and underneath the roads, the sewage treatment systems need to be upgraded, drinking water purification. All these improve the quality of life, create good jobs in your own community that can't be exported to communist China or other fascist dictatorships. Where do we get the money? Well, we're spending $14 million an hour as we speak 24 hours a day in Iraq. If we get out of Iraq, and the plan is on our website, votenator.org, votenator.org, on a six-month negotiated withdrawal of all U.S. military and corporate forces from Iraq, that's $200 million right there, and a lot fewer wounded or fatally wounded soldiers. We can get rid of all these taxpayer subsidies to big corporations called corporate welfare. That's another $200-$300 billion back into the community. We can reduce that bloated, wasteful military budget that President Eisenhower warned us about in 1960 in his farewell address. Remember, he used the phrase, watch out for the military-industrial complex? And General Douglas MacArthur also warned about the insatiable demand for more and more military budgets for Lockheed Martin and,
well, sir,
you know, all of these.
That was my next question. Is the Army Times reporting they're going to send military brigades to, quote, deal with the American people? It looks like the establishment is planning for some total collapse. What should we do, from your perspective, if we go into a full-bore depression and they try to basically suspend our basic Bill of Rights and Constitution?
We got to take back our members of Congress. That's the first step. They're the ones who we can vote in and out. We have to organize Congress watchdog groups in every congressional district. Why can't we have 2,000 people in every congressional district, which has 630,000 folks? Organize a Congress watchdog club, just the way they have a bowling club or they have a bird watchers club. Raise enough money for two full-time staff. Champion the people's interests on the senators and representatives. Once you control Congress, you can control the executive branch, because Congress is really the most powerful branch of the three branches.
And it is, and the executive is just openly saying it has no power, basically.
Right, yeah, and Congress, you know, these guys want to escape their responsibility under the Constitution, whether it's impeachment or declaration of war or controlling the tax dollars. But if the people control Congress, Congress becomes very,
that's
very
right,
powerful and accountable to them.
We've got to get active. Ralph Nader, in closing, we're going to give out the website and the phone number again for folks that want to get involved and support you, and please give that out in just a moment. In closing, we can stop this, but all of this, from the evidence we have, it's an engineered collapse is taking place, and the military-industrial complex is eating America. Do you agree that that's what they're attempting to do?
Yeah, these giant corporations, no more allegiance to the United States of America. They're eating the heart and soul out of America. And as we speak, they're lobbying on Capitol Hill with King George W. Bush to tear our Constitution out by its roots. So let me give you the phone numbers and everything, folks. You want to support the Ralph Nader, Matt Gonzalez independent presidential ticket, which is now number three. It's going at 6, 7, 8% in various states. And if we're on the we'd have a three-way race. Here it is, the phone number, 202-471-5833. That's 202-471-5833. The website, votenader.org. And the Constitution Pledge is constitutionpledge.com.
Ralph Nader, I want to have you back on in the next month as the campaign unfolds, and also talk more about the Constitution Pledge, a great idea. Thank you for spending time with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, listeners.
You bet. Thank you, listeners. All right, there goes Ralph Nader. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, that was an interview with Ralph Nader. For the next hour, we are joined by Steve Quayle, who has been exposing the New World Order, writing about the Global Crime Syndicate, doing radio programs for, I don't know, close to 20 years. And he is our guest here for hopefully a little bit into the next hour. Then we're going to have open phones in the third and fourth hour today. I have a lot of economic news, a lot of New World Order news, stuff like magazine promotes sterilization for women in their 20s. That's what they're promoting, teenage girls, how it's so stylish, just a sickening culture of death. But Steve Quayle's been talking about the derivatives implosion, what's going to happen to the markets, how they would claim it was a bailout to loot the Treasury for more than a decade that I've been listening to him. And he's also an author as well, writing on these subjects. And so he is with us today discussing what he sees happening in the short term, midterm, and the long term. And, Steve, it's great to have you here with us. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Alex. This is one of the last shows that I wanted to do. As most people have heard by now, I pretty much left the radio broadcasting arena, and I was grateful to have this last time with you to give you a heads up. We're watching the destruction of our currency. We're just watching the destruction of our sovereignty.
Well, let me stop you. You know, I'm the king of interruptions because I want to get to a point.
Oh,
here.
Please do.
Why are you, I mean, you really think this is, I mean, this is the Via Condios. You really think, and I've heard, you've already quit the show, basically, and you're just saying, that's it, folks, I'm heading for the hills.
Well, pretty much so, but again, it's not just simply that. I really believe that we are at the point now in history where the warnings of the watchmen to the degree they've been heated have been heated. That's what I believe my ministry has been the last 15 years on the radio. I've written 6 books. I've tried to call attention to both the natural and the supernatural. And I am convinced, Alex, that people have lost track, that this isn't just a battle of terrestrial evil, but as you have so eloquently detailed, that these are Luciferians. These are people that worship the prince of power of the wickedness of the air. These are the people that absolutely have orchestrated all the events from 9/11 through. They use everyone. They use all the intelligence agencies. And they are a preternatural, meaning beyond the natural, in their intelligence and wisdom. In essence, we're fighting against fallen angels. We're fighting against demons. We're fighting against men, as you have so detailed in so many of your productions, that literally worship Lucifer. And now we're at the point in history where judgment is on the United States of America.
Well, I mean, here's an example, and I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to run through what's happening with Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I don't know either. I want to run through it, run through the economy, and you know, you've written on this, written books on this, and detailed it, and I want to talk about that and why you think we're down to the wire now, which is very upsetting for me because I respect your analysis and your opinion and your acumen and your gravitas, you know, in analyzing what's happening. But take last week, this Damien individual, Damien Hirst, sells a group of paintings for over £100 million or over $200 million. And it's things like a jar of maggots for, you know, £3 million or a devil skull, you know, for over, you know, £50 million or or just horrible things. And all and the hottest art right now is goblins eating babies and cans of feces of the artist and all these people. And this is what the Saudi princes and the New York elites and all these people are snatching up and greedily buying. So even people don't believe in the devil and believe in evil. The point is the elites do. Now, you and I know it's all real, but the elites, they believe in it and just the open manifestation of wickedness. Go ahead.
Well, I think, Alex, you've just detailed why the judgment of Almighty God is coming upon the land. Look, God uses kings, wicked leaders, wicked rulers to bring about his judgment. Then he judges them. He judges nations. In time, he judges individuals in eternity. But when you're talking about Damien, by the way, Damien is a transliteration of the word demon. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And so don't you find it interesting? This is how the Illuminati pays off a lot of their supporters and a lot of their agents. They can pay them off the gaming tables in the different casinos of the world, or they can buy their art. But the word goes out from the powers that be, you know, build this guy, lift this guy up, support his artwork. But I think what art is a reflection. If you look at the Renaissance, by the way, I majored in art history in college, one of my minors. And when you look at just the whole history of art, whether you take it back to the cave paintings of Altamira, Spain, or Lascaux, France, and all the way forward to the different periods of art.
It's a reflection of the soul. The caveman wanted big, fat bovine, you know, big, fat animals to eat. That was their desire. Or it was little pictures of their children happy around a fire. Well, now we look into the elite's minds, and it's buckets of maggots.
You got it. And I think that's, quite candidly, that's exactly what our economy has become. Should I take the economy first? Because I think this is critical.
Well, you know what? Sure. Finish up with the art and then get into the economy.
Okay. Well, first of all, art is a reflection. Look at the movies now. You've got pedophile movies. You've got little girls being raped movies, which, by the way, that one isn't doing very well. You've got the sickness and the psycho nonsense of Hollywood trying to redefine marriage, redefine relationship, redefine everything. And that's the global elites robbing and divesting people of their history and, I believe, of their godly heritage. We're seeing every single policy that's been put into place by the powers that be, and, you know, I equate the powers that be with the devils that are, to absolutely destroy the American family, the American infrastructure, the American military. Everything that is going on, and by the way, there are power fights, as you know, going on in the American military, like most people simply won't believe it because they're too caught up, mesmerized by devil vision, programmed to think only that the world will go on forever as long as you have your iPod, your new computer, and whatever, your new download. But what people are missing, in my opinion, that's why I really believe that it was time for me to leave the air, is the fact that we are, as New York Sun put it, we were only 500 trades away from meltdown. Paulson, and this is art too. Remember this, money, they've changed the the actual form and shape of our currency numerous times throughout the illustrious career of the United States.
And you and others said they were, over a decade, you said and wrote they were preparing us to go into the Amero, and now they've admitted that.
Well, absolutely. And how much hell did you catch when you start talking about that? Me, oh, we don't know what we're talking about. The bottom line is we have known what we're talking about, Alex, and that's why it's so critical to get this, it's not only information out, but I think the lateness of the hour, because as you know, you've gone through a transition in your own thinking. I have. You thought if we could wake up enough people, if we could get enough people to see the great evil, that possibly, maybe, things could change. But unfortunately, we've gone on a crash course, in my opinion, totally defying, heaven, totally embracing every form of wicked perversion. And Alex, it should make everybody vomit when you talk about, politicians and the world's elite sacrificing children. We're not making that up. This isn't, you know, just boom talk for the radio. This really goes on. And when you see that within two miles of the White House are eight pedophile houses of ill repute where little boys and girls are raped, look, that was on Oprah Winfrey. That's not on us. So if everybody, you know, believes what they see on TV, then they ought to at least pay attention to that. The point is, we're at a critical meltdown. And I believe we are literally weeks away from seeing this thing implemented. The Chinese and Russians are in our back door. You've got to ask yourself this. Why would the United States knowingly provoke the Russians to move into Venezuela, Cuba? And this all has to do with the finances. Russia and China the other day said the world needs a new world global currency. Did you see that story? The dollar is dead.
Absolutely. No, and it's not just the Russians and Chinese. Wall Street Journal said we need a new world order to fix this.
Right. And the currency, though, is, remember, a currency is basically a reflection of either the sovereignty, the well-being, or the sickness of the country. Nobody wants to live in Tanzania.
And they're saying the dollar is on life support, and they're about to pull the plug. And then this bailout was the White House putting nails in it.
Absolutely. And what most people don't understand, we literally went to a socialist, even Chavez of Venezuela said, look, you guys basically out-socialized me. What you've done is the greatest nationalization in the history of the world. You may challenge that in Russia or China's control.
It's national socialism. It's socialism for the elite, not even the people. It's the worst form of it.
Right. And see, again, the idea is this is Robin Hood on steroids. The middle class, Alex, in my opinion, is decimated and destroyed. Very soon they're going to pull the plug. And, you know, you and I have talked about the surveillance society until, what new thermal scanning feature from attack satellites can they come up with next? We are absolutely, in my opinion, based on everything I know, we're at that point now where the warnings no longer, how do I say this, are taking effect to the degree that anything can be stopped. The best you can do, you know, the proverbs say, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And the answer is, you do what you can do to resist evil, even unto death. But the point is that there's a, and I know that this is kind of difficult for some people to wrap their minds around, but there is a global event scheduled to happen. I believe it's false World War III. I believe we're just staging for that now. The Russians did move nuclear weapons into Venezuela. The Russians did move nuclear weapons into Cuba. How do I know? Because the people that monitor that stuff tell me that stuff.
They're clearly moving. They've got nuclear bombers landing and moving ships in.
Right. And you know, during one broadcast of mine, my guest host was on, and he was picking up to the people that listened to just open channel military sources, a mayday from a sub hunter off the Atlantic coast when a Tupolev 160 supersonic bomber was coming in so low that everyone was missing on Earth's radar, and some girl who was, and she was a female, that was on the East Coast just wasn't paying attention to the panic call. And pretty soon Hawk, my guest host, was on the air saying, listen, if anybody out there is listening to this broadcast, you better scramble jets. We've got a bogey coming in hot and fast. Well, the result is within 5 minutes, everything was up in the air. But you see, we scrambled our entire Eastern fleet of jets to intercept what could have been a very nasty situation. But we're lied to continually, Alex. We don't hear of these things. And you and I know that the Illuminati is like puppet masters. They will use whoever, wherever, whenever, and they can use cutouts to control whoever or wherever they want.
Let's come back and talk about what the economic collapse will look like if it happens, how from your sources and your research, how you believe they'll try to stage a global conflict that PNAC and others call for, and what we individually should be doing to prepare ourselves, what potentially may be right around the corner. Steve Quayle is our guest. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Even those at the highest levels that serve the New World Order are deceived. They believe they're going to be given incredible power, life extension technologies, if they build their world government and cull at least 80% of the world's population. But the energy source, the dark force that controls the New World Order, plans to betray them all. Doesn't matter if you're black, Hispanic, white, old, young. The New World Order is coming for you and your family. They put poison in your water, poison in your vaccines. They spray your skies. The cancer, the diabetes, the disease is spreading amongst us. We are dying. Everything else is window dressing. You better get your head straight. Get them screwed on. Realize that. All right, Steve Quayle, quick segment, long segment, coming back after this break. But continue with the economic implosion, why it was engineered, how it was engineered. Give us the big picture.
Well, I think the thing that's obvious now is that when whoever was responsible for the derivatives knew behind the scenes ultimately that you would increase your debt at a magnitude that would so supersede the underlying asset base that you could intentionally sell the pile of manure, Alex, so many different ways and package in so many different cute mathematical formulas that no one would ever come to grips with the fact that basically what was being sold was non-existent financial promises for future payoff. Because most of the derivatives are what are called mark-to-mark, meaning they have a computer model or a computer program that determines the value. They never would publicly say, and because everyone was so bound up in this, what I call cohesive collective greed, how you can have a market for debt when the debt is so astronomically exceeding assets. By the way, the derivatives, true derivatives debt is $1 quadrillion. That's $1,000 trillion. And what's fascinating about this is people don't realize that the borrower becomes a servant to the lender. But in all the bailout talk, there's no help. There's no help for the people that got suckered in. Look, I don't care how smart you are. If you've got a trap and you bait it with the correct bait, people are going to swallow the bait. And so there were times, as you know, with the no-doc loans and people who were making $10 an hour were borrowing enough money to buy a $300,000 house. Well, that's not only irresponsible of the lenders, it's also incredibly sinister, because what happens is
exactly, but I mean, you're right. The media is blaming the poor schmoes that got lured in and told it's the American dream, and the news channels told them it's the thing to do. And from the local real estate agent right up to the brokers, right up to the banks, they engage in a criminal conspiracy together, and that shows you what a corrupt society does. But and then the media blames us. Go ahead.
Well, the media blames us because they're controlled by the same evil entities that control the banking. I mean, come on, let's face it. You know, the thing is that you've done who owns the Federal Reserve, all that stuff is it's good to know that, but right now it's irrelevant. What is relevant is that people can't pay their bills. They cannot feed their families on the same level they could before, where there once was joy and the certainty of the future. I mean, I've talked to people that just in the four stocks, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and some of the bank stocks have lost $2 million in the last 2 weeks. Those are people that have listened to my show and wouldn't listen to the underlying reason to get out of the stock market. And how many times, Alex, have you and I heard on every talking head channel, great time to buy, housing markets have bottomed out, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is not one of those talking heads, those dumb hyenas, or the jackals on a national television get the fact, and if they do, there are guys like Peter Schiff that definitely get it, and others that get it, but I'm talking the commentators. There's a disconnect because they've been programmed to present to the American public that, gee, if you just buy stock, you just buy a house, everything will be swell. Meanwhile, we watch people packing up their bags out of Lehman, and we're talking about the destruction of the American employment base, and I'm still aghast at the fact that people will get away with, or allow the government to get away with, lying about their economic indicators. Look at the price of gas. The price
stay there.
Of food. Look
stay
at the
there.
Price
Long
everything.
Segment, Steve Quayle. Long segment. Man, this guy knows his stuff. Really honored to have him, Steve Quayle, on with us. That's the exact analogy I used, because our minds are basically on the truth. We have the same picture about them baiting the trap. That's exactly what they're doing. Steve Quayle's our guest. We're going to come back and more into this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
It cannot be stressed enough. This was all carefully engineered. We didn't just pop up this week or last month or a year ago or even 5 or 10 years ago telling you this. The Global Crime Syndicate, the International Banking Cartel, has done this over and over again. And then 2 years ago, there's a lot of wealth in Austin. It's the richest city per capita now in the United States, more than Manhattan, more than San Francisco. That's just happened the last few years. The money is moving in here for some reason. But people in business, contacts we have, the money, and I mean billionaires and above, not the guy that lives in a $1 million house and thinks rich down the street and has got a big boat that the working class thinks is the elite. But individuals that are on the inside, they are freaked out and scared, most of them. And they have been going to the Cook Islands, Australia, New Zealand, armored compounds in Costa Rica. Most of Hollywood's been quietly moving out of the country. This is not a joke. This is not a game. And it was because the elite created thousands, over a thousand trillion. And that's what all our other experts tell us, economists, Nobel Prize winners here on the show. It's a quadrillion at least. And they've created liquidity, you know, liquid money, that's only worth something until people know it's a scam. And so they bought the roads, the bridges, the infrastructure, the water districts, the media companies, the defense companies. That's why they can come into a city water district and say, we're a German company. We'll pay you 10 times, 20 times what it's worth. I've talked to city officials here in Austin. They'll come in and want to buy a, you know, they'll say, we'll guarantee all these loans. We'll give you, you know, these hundreds of millions. Okay, it's, you know, it's a billion. Okay, we'll hire your whole family. We'll do this and that. Just shut down that little power plant so that our power plants have a monopoly. I mean, it's like the game Risk. It is global domination cold-bloodedly. And they engineered it. They told the public, you know, leverage your house, you know, sit there and turn them over, sell them, get a bigger house, then flip it. And the suckers laughed and giggled and smirked. And I've had them in Austin. So I've been talking like this intensely for 6 years since we got the IMF and World Bank documents saying how they do it. And I'll be at an outside cafe eating, and one of them will walk by and make a smart mouth comment. Or, you know, they'll call in and make a comment, or they'll email. And, Steve, the good news is a lot of these yuppies and know-it-alls and people that think they're members of the establishment that aren't, they're not laughing now, are they, Steve?
I would say one thing interesting about Austin, too, people don't realize there are men and women in Austin who are on the good side that are absolutely without equal, that bought us another couple months, Alex, beyond disaster. When the CERN Hadron Collider, it's not the end of the world when that thing goes on. And without going into the detail, there's a wonderful series on my show with Tom Horn about Stargates and everything. But there are some phenomenally brave men and women, and I'm talking women, that have absolutely continued to fight these entities behind the scenes.
You know, we haven't even talked about that. It was basically, the word is sabotage. You notice it didn't really turn on, and they kept it secret. And there's all these mainline physicists saying it creates strangelets, particles. In fact, let's get into that some, but I'm sorry, Steve, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying you brought up Austin. I got to tell you something. Austin is more than, and it's fascinating that what I would say the good guys are in the middle of the bad guys. But to those who are without equal, I want to say thank you for buying us a couple more months. You know, Alex, most people can't deal and don't want to deal with quantum physics and what may happen with stargates and black holes and everything else. But the thing that I think that people have got to understand, if the big money, who are the quintessential Luciferian, devil-worshipping haters of mankind, are putting all their bucks and technology into it, what is it they want to open up and what is it they want to come through, whether you call it a Stargate or a Jacob's Ladder, whatever you want to call it? The bottom line is that there is big money in this, and the whole idea, and you brought it up, they want everyone dead but them.
That's right. 1900 technology by Max Planck made A-bombs in the 40s and hydrogen bombs in the 50s. And I've had all these physicists, scientists on, and even the Hadron designers say, yeah, it could destroy the Earth, but so what? And then they came out and said, oh, look, it didn't destroy the Earth. Everything's fine. They don't tell you over the next 5 years they're going to turn it up, what, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 times the strength it is, running these heavy particles together in this giant cyclotron. The point is they put a god of destruction, Shiva, over it. This is religious craziness.
Absolutely, and I think it's important because it's also out of the ashes of the phoenix arise the new entity. When you're putting the goddess Shiva, the destroyer, as your quote-unquote patron demoness of the Hadron Collider, come on, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to tell you something. I believe God in his mercy gives us phenomenal neon signs, and I'm saying, do you see this? Do you see this? And everybody goes, oh, it can't be real. It can't be real. But again, Alex, you know, I obviously haven't been to Austin a lot of years, but I can tell you this, that in the last couple of weeks, and for the record, the Hadron was interfered with for all our sakes, okay? I've had physicists. I've interviewed Nobel Prize-winning physicists. The thing is that they take this whole attitude. You know, they used to be opposed to God. Now they're trying to create God in their image. And now they're trying to realize, or they're trying to actualize, that's a better word, the bringing forth into our dimension all these things that God forbid to interfere with our dimension. And very soon, you mark my words on this, whether it's this coming summer or prior to the summer, late winter, when things start to happen in the skies above us, people are going to start to panic. Now, let's get to something that I think people need to understand. I've been getting calls from people all over the country about the prison camps going into operation. Remember all the time you and I have spent over the decade on that whole thing? And
yes.
I got to share with you, there's one that's somebody called me, a truck driver who made deliveries to this place, and it's in Pasco, Washington area on U.S. Highway 95 between mile marker 56 and 60 between Pasco, I guess, and Ritzville. The place will hold 200,000 people. And this thing has just been initiated and activated. And I'm hearing that from people all over the country.
Well, they have the civilian inmate labor camp program where 24 of these are operational. And now there's a series of YouTube videos. I think they're up on Infowars.com. I've sent them to the guys two nights ago where the folks are going to these and they're like going, oh, my God, it's true. Well, yeah, it's army.mil, folks. They're not making it up. It's on the Army website. And there are the barbed wire. There's the place to hold hundreds of thousands per facility. There are the watchtowers. I mean, we're not joking around about this.
No, and here's the thing. Let me just run through. Can I run through 5 points really
quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, first of all, bailout won't work. It's obvious that there's already talk and closed-door sessions that Bush is probably going to declare some kind of national economic emergency.
They're already having secret sessions of Congress.
You've got it. And the Army under NORTHCOM now is going to be handling civil unrest as the economy implodes. You saw the story. You put it up. I put it up. The potential for civil war is so great, and that's a time for, you know, the gun confiscation to begin. And by the way, when people say, oh, we don't have enough men to do that, they have. And Alex, this was told to me by an active duty four-star general that under color of agreement in this country, bivouac placed, strategically placed in different military bases that were closed to the public and are not U.S. military bases but NATO bases, 300, I think, and 43,000 troops here already assigned their details. And I don't
Well, let me explain how this works. This is actually all public under NORTHCOM. Just what's public's incredible. Over the last 15 years, that's when people really started warning, was 15 years ago when people in military were told this. They give them the questionnaires, will you fire on Americans? Those that say no are sent overseas, are given the inoculations, and then are let out in 3 to 5 years. Those that say yes are sheep dipped, put into contractor positions, then brought back in, reconstituted under military operations. They also plan to use another 200,000 mercenaries, which are now already been paid under the contracts. Blackwater alone is $1 billion. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, and I think this is something that people need to understand. Up in Montana, Alex, I'm getting eyewitness phone calls daily and people running in. I'm talking even sheriffs running into, you know, the infamous Blackwater vans with the guys in their Hawaiian shirts and spider-like sunglasses and all up and down the border. The rumor is, and this is coming from people on the inside, is that our borders, our northern border with Canada, is going to be shut down so people can't flee out of this country when this economic emergency goes. Now, the red list, can I explain what the red list is? Because I'm the originator of that.
Well, the red and blue interview. List. Yeah, they always have a list. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they've always had a list, okay? Look at what they're doing in the Iraqi surge. The red list, the blue list, and the green list. The red list are people to be terminated 30 days upon the instigation, initiation of quote-unquote civil war or martial law. The man who gave this to me was murdered, Alex. He was the head of a federal agency over the entire western United States. I won't tell which agency. I won't tell his name. He gave me the numbers, and this was years ago. And back then, now it's doubled. I think there are 3 million people scheduled for termination. Okay, well, if this guy ends up murdered because of the information he puts out, then I'd say, hey, somebody didn't want that news out. But you know what? People don't care. The same thing that the U.S. is doing in Iraq with the surge, identifying through all the technology who the bad guys are, is going to be used against our own
citizens. Hit teams. Yeah.
You got it. And again, this is something. There is evidence already right now that the Spetsnaz and GRU active orders have been given out. And I want to explain how this works. You've read Lunev. You've read Golitsyn.
Yeah, sleeper teams.
These are killer teams. And when Putin said to Bush at the Olympics, the war is on, he wasn't talking about the war in Georgia. He's talking about the Third World War. And I think this is something that the people have got to understand. World War III is the ultimate blood sacrifice of billions of men, women, and children to Lucifer. And they bloody well, everybody had bloody well understand that you and I have not been flapping our guns to basically try and warn and alert people all these years, a decade and a half for me, though, to basically just say, oh, gee, everything's going to work out now. Paulson right now, as we're speaking, is been, you know, before Congress making his plea. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Goldman Sachs had an unlimited bank account with the Treasury. Goldman Sachs is the exchange stabilization fund, one-fifth of it. And so now we've got, don't you find it interesting, Alex? We have this contrived financial crisis. And It doesn't matter what the crisis is. It doesn't have to be a nuclear weapon in multiple cities. Although
well, that's
that
what PDD 51 says is economic crisis or any other crisis. The COG, shadow government, takes full public control, and now they're introducing to the public, going, oh, yeah, army brigades are coming to deal with the American people. Oh, yeah, the president runs everything now. Oh, yeah, they're just announcing it.
Well, not only are they announcing, but they're activating it. So the question is, notice the Army announcement of the 1st of October where it goes active. Notice that all of the National Guard is out of the country. How many times, Alex, a decade ago did we talk about that stuff? The day would come when all the National Guard, those loyal to the foundational principles of this country, those who are men and women of the community, would be out of country, and they'd be helpless to help those in the country.
And why are we now right about that? Because it came from sources inside who didn't like what was happening. That's
right.
Why coming up in about an hour, I'm going to play clips from Donahue, the militia being attacked in 1994, 14 years ago, and everything they say in here is coming true or has come true. So absolutely, yeah, tell folks what the insiders were telling us 20 years ago, why I went on the air 13 years ago, why you went on the air 15, 16 years ago, why there was this huge flux of real conservatives, of real patriots, in to resist the New World Order. Because we were told by good sources, and it turned out it was all true. Break down what's happening, Steve.
Well, again, let's break it down. First of all, we were told what would happen economically. We were told that we would be surrounded by enemies. And, Alex, there is nobody. The United States is going to be seen as the pariah nation of the world.
We were set up. The globalist staged 9/11 to blame it on our government.
Absolutely.
That's what I was saying day one. We were set up for the torture to come out. The CIA released the photos. It's all about blaming it all on America, that out of our fall rises the one world government.
Right. This is basically page by page of the Communist Manifesto. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with the public schools. People wonder why Johnny Stab and Georgie or Mary and Jill are plotting to assassinate their little friend June. The bottom line is that the whole country, this whole world, in my opinion, suffers from the same malady. It's called sin. And sin is rebellion against God. And now the deal is, and I'm saying this with no apologies, my message has gone forth for 15 years. And now it's simply this. It is repent, get right with Jesus. You cannot make it in your own strength. No matter how tough you are, someone's tougher. And the toughest guy listening to this show today, I don't care if he's in black ops, special ops, outer space operations, whatever. The bottom line is the smallest virus can take the toughest man down. And by the way, I've been talking, as you know, Alex, before anybody even knew about some of these viruses, I say, look, they're being generated in biolabs, they're being mixed, Ebola, smallpox, Ebola pox, and people didn't even want to be bothered with it. The bird flu. I interviewed two of the Cuban scientists that were held in Cuban prisons, and the bottom line is that they said, yeah, we're infecting birds and we're taking them out on ships and releasing them off the coast of the United States. Well, people didn't believe that. Well, see, the problem is I tell people, it's not too late if you act now. But what you've got to do is act in the context of you're going to be under siege. The financial system will collapse because it's engineered to collapse. Chinese and everybody are already dumping dollars.
I want you to stop there. I want to come back and keep you 15. Can we keep you 15 minutes the next hour? I know you're busy.
Sure.
Okay. But I want to walk through this, but I want to go back to something you said. I know a lot of you have been spiritually blinded by the fluoride, the mercury that's done by design. We're on a planet in the middle of space. There are dimensions all around us. The mathematics has proven it. And I want you to know something, folks. The enemy tells you there's no God. The enemy holds up these fake preachers to make Christianity look bad. They do all these things to blind you. But the elites are religious. They worship a very dark God. They are into darkness and death and misery. And what Steve was just saying, the things that are coming, whether it's this month or 2 years from now, the things that are coming are so horrible that you better realize that you better get your heart right with the Creator. And for those of you that don't believe in this, you have to understand, you have to get your heart right, because if you have the fearful attitude and you're afraid of losing your body, you're going to make decisions that will end up making you lose your life. It's when you have the attitude and are focused and dialed into what's really going on, then you'll have basically like it's nighttime, it's dark, people can't see. That's what discernment is. It's like having night vision goggles. You need to get dialed into the creator of the universe, because then you're going to get your night vision goggles. Is that a good analogy, Steve?
That's a good analogy, but again, the bottom line is, you know, it's interesting that, Alex, you can say any name in the world, you can talk about anything, you can worship the goddess Shiva.
Don't say Jesus, don't say Yahweh.
Don't say Jesus, never say Jesus. I mean, and make fun of Jesus. And the deal is that I got news for everybody. If they'll read the book of Revelation, I even hear people, this is amazing to me. Well, they won't accept Jesus, but they quote the book of Revelation. I said, you know what the book of Revelation starts with? This is the revelation that God gave his servant John concerning Jesus Christ. The revelation is of Jesus and how Jesus is going to fix us up. I got to tell you, in Illuminous circles, they will call him the Nazarene. They will call him every disparaging name in the world, but they cannot say the name of Jesus, or they won't say it. It's we're there, Alex. This is a meltdown. It's a supernatural, diabolically wicked plan, and our days are numbered, and I fear the number is very, very short.
Well, it's certainly the pains of birth, what's being born, we shall soon see. Steve Quayle, let's get more into the economic collapse. On the other side, Infowars.com. We'll give you his website,
Don't
too.
Be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today. 908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Welcome back. We've got Steve Quayle going with us about 15 minutes to the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up. We'll do it right now. 1-800-259-9231 on the economy. On any issue we should discuss, a ton of news as well and some important audio clips I want to be playing. Before we go back to Steve Quayle here in just a moment, there are a lot of great sponsors that make this broadcast possible, and one of them is ECHOLOBlue.com. That's ECHOLOBlue.com, big banner in the middle of the page on Infowars.com. It's an atmospheric water generator for your home, It pays for itself in 1 year if you buy water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. It's out of the air. It goes through five filters. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. You can hook it up to a solar system panel. You can just plug it in the wall. Machine produces 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. It has a neutral pH, which is also very important. Learn more about how it works. Very simple to use and very, very affordable. 866-585-4044 to get a free brochure. Order one, 866-585-4044 or acolablue.com. Let's go ahead now and go back to Steve Quayle. Steve, give out your website tell folks where there's that massive radio archive of research and info you've done there on the site. I think we may have lost Steve's phone line. I know that line was going up and down earlier. Yeah, but that happens sometimes. He's out in Montana. Well, he's right there by where two of the states come together. I've been right by his office before. So we'll get Steve back on the line for everybody. While I'm talking about sponsors, another one of them is eFoods Direct. Now, look, whatever's going to happen, it could get very serious. I keep saying with the economy, the dollar, I kind of like to hope for the best but prepare for the worst. And another great sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or the website eFoodsDirect.com. And when you go to eFoodsDirect.com, you can watch a bunch of YouTube videos, audio clips, where they go through it. You can also call them and get a free audio CD breaking down food preparers, type of storable food they have, very high quality. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, Steve, we lost your line there. We've got you for another 20 minutes. Give out your website. Steve, and all the great radio archives that are there and all the great work you're doing, how do folks check that out?
It's www.stevequayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, and I really want to draw their attention, Alex, to the last group of shows I did. It's just right down under the guest information, and I did a bunch of two-hour specials. And as I stated on the air, I wanted to do this last show with you because I wanted to get across to the people the lateness of the hour. And, you know, again, God bless you, because I even said to George Norrie one night, I said, I don't know where Alex gets his energy, but God bless him. I wish I had some of it. But, you know, the thing is that where we're at right now, Alex, is a full-scale, and this is what people don't understand, the full-scale implementation of the destruction of the United States. If it's true that the Soviet special forces have been given the go-ahead, in other words, they've been activated, then I can tell you point blank that you can expect fireworks in the Caribbean. By the way, we are going to get into it in the Caribbean with Chavez and crew. The oil centers on Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire, people don't understand how critical the Caribbean oil processing facilities are to our national security. And right now, because I don't know what genius in the Pentagon decided to go and put rockets in the Ukraine, Poland, and radar, etc., but Putin is not to be toyed with. Just because America has lost its will, in my opinion, in the political realm, to recognize the reality of the hour doesn't mean the Russians have. And I
final phase. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about. We're in the final phase of New World Order criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.